I added one more podcast to the giant podcast bin. Now you have plucked that podcast out and started listening.
I took my microphone and found some human folk. Then I recorded all the noises while we spoke.
My name is Adam Buxton, I'm a man.
I want you to enjoy this, that's the plan.
Howdy, Adam Buxton here. Welcome to podcast number two. Oh, it's a beautiful day, beautiful September 2015 day, and I'm out walking Rosie once again. And first of all, I would just like to say thank you so much to everybody who downloaded and commented on podcast number one with Louis Theroux last week. I was genuinely touched and surprised by the response to the podcast, and that's a rare thing these days. I mean, you can't just go around randomly touching and surprising people, can you? It'll get you in all sorts of hot water. But genuinely, I was delighted, I have to be honest. Slightly different kettle of cod this week. I know a lot of you are hoping very much that I'm going to fill the podcast with stuff about David Cameron and pigs. But, you know, I didn't really have anything on the day, even. This is as close as I got to contributing. This is a tweet that I didn't send. All these people referring to Boris Johnson as a dead pig are going a bit far, I think. Yeah. Just the one appearance on Have I Got News For You for Dr. Buckles, and mysteriously never been asked back. But this week I am talking to the pop artist Leanne Le Havas, currently aged 26, although she was 24 when I recorded this conversation with her last year. So she's aged 2 years in 1 year. I don't understand how that works. Maybe that's just life in the fast lane. Anyway, Leanne facts. She was born Leanne Charlotte Barnes to a male Greek man and a woman from... Did You Make Her? That's how I pronounce the name of that country. Some people say Jamaica, but Did You Make Her is the proper pronunciation, of course, like the joke. My wife went to the West Indies. Did you make her? No, what are you talking about? Of course I didn't. That would be grotesque. I don't force my wife to do anything. She's her own person. Anyway, why would I force her to go to the West Indies? It's an amazing part of the world. She'd be delighted to go there. Jesus Christ. You know that joke? Anyway, she is a charming person. And as you'll hear in this conversation, she actually introduced herself to me. I guess she used to watch the Adam and Joe show back in the day on Channel 4, and she used to listen to the Six Music show. I didn't know who she was, though. And after we'd spoken about music and her music and everything, I looked up some of her stuff online. Here's a track called Forget, which was one of the first things that I came across, which I mention later on.
To pack away every verse and every rhyme, forget all the words that let you ring.
And I watched a performance of her on Later with Jules from 2011, and I just thought, well, she's a brilliant performer. And I hope you'll agree when you hear her singing at the end of this conversation. The conversation itself is a fairly straightforward chat, mainly about a few of the music legends that she has come into contact with in the last couple of years. And at the end of that, she was nice enough to sing a song, actually, that she had just written at the time, which now appears on her album Blood, which came out in August 2015, I believe. And it was just her standing in her front room playing her electric guitar with a little amplifier. And there was also her then boyfriend, Chris Dagger, who was playing the upright bass. And it sounded pretty good, I think. I mean, anything sounds good once you stick a huge amount of reverb on it, I find. And I also filmed it on my phone, and I'm going to try and put the video of the performance up on YouTube, and I'll post a link I'll put it on my blog.
I've got a blog, I've got a blog. Rudy, Rudy, Spooty, Rudy, blog, blog, blog. I've got a blog. Here's the address, here's the address. It's adam-buxton.co.uk. So check it out.
And I'll put the link on the SoundCloud page. That's the home of this podcast, is SoundCloud. I think you will agree when you see it that she is quite an unusually talented performer and magnetic and just with an extraordinary voice. And I love the song too, and it's a great performance. Also, if you watch it on YouTube, you get to see the Mystery Geezer. I think it was one of their housemates standing in the corner. But it's funny, the camera sort of pans across at one point and you just see this guy nodding. It's like, whoa, where did he come from? Anyway, that's if you fancy a trip to YouTube. But for now, let's keep it on the podcast, and I will chat to you later on. But here is Leanne Lahavis. I'm sat here on a lovely summery afternoon.
Yes.
In, can we call this Lee Valley?
No, well, the borough is Waltham Forest.
Right.
And the area is Leighton.
Leighton.
Leighton. Mm-hmm.
And how did you end up in Leighton? And this is sort of northeast London, would you say?
Yeah, but more east than north.
Right.
But kinda.
Yeah.
I'm near Walthamstow.
Listen, don't take this the wrong way, but I wouldn't describe this area as in any way trendy.
Well, you know, I think in time.
I mean, that's good, because obviously maybe the trendiest you can possibly get is not in any way trendy.
That was my thinking, so.
Because then you've got somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Because if you're, you know, wandering around in a little beanie hat with your beard and your too tight weird trousers in Hoxton, you're only going to go downhill from there.
Well, yeah.
Everyone hates you.
Already, just by having facial hair.
Exactly. And they hate you because you're working in some internet design company in the coolest part of London, and you've got all cafes with special paint jobs on the outside, and because everyone's got too much personality and there's too much excitement. But that's not a problem out here in Leighton.
it's really not. Yeah. It's great. We have grown very attached to Leighton.
Yeah. How long have you been here?
Yeah, about 8 months now.
Okay.
Or 9 months. And it was my friend who bought this house.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing it up. And I was actually conveniently looking to move. And then I just had one look around, loved it. And we've made it our own.
Yeah, well, it's very nice, I must say. You've got
Thank
a lovely,
you.
Lovely house here.
Thank you.
Where were you before that, then?
I was in Homerton.
Homerton
in East London as well.
Right.
But it's
See, I grew up down in South London, Clapham.
Nice.
Stockwell.
Me too.
Did you? Yeah, you were in Streatham, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well remembered.
Yeah, with your granny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this much?
Well, I don't know. I read a little bit about you. I read a couple of interviews that you've given. I have to confess, I didn't know much about you until you tapped me on the shoulder down in trendy East London one evening.
Yes.
And usually if you get a shoulder tap, it's like some really drunk guy who's like, oh, I saw you, I used to watch your toy things. Yay, you're a twat. And so obviously you did that a little bit, but then...
Yeah, I was very aware of how I was being.
Yeah. So
I didn't want to, like, scare you.
No, well, it was really nice. It was, and you said, I asked you what you did, and you said, I'm a singer. But you said it in a way that certainly gave away nothing about what kind of singer you were, mm-hmm. whether you were signed, you know, mm-hmm. whether you were a professional singer or not. It was mm-hmm. left a total mystery. And so at a certain point in the evening, I don't know why, but I think I mentioned Prince, first of all.
Yeah, he comes up in just general conversations a lot.
And I had no idea that you'd actually met him. And even maybe a few weeks before we met, he had played in, what, in here?
Where you're sitting is
Shut
where he was.
Yo mouth.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So start from the beginning of this particular episode. How did that come about?
Well, I first got in touch with Prince about 2 years ago.
Mm.
And my first EP had come out, and he discovered it somehow,
mm-hmm.
and he got in touch with me